I hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blade. I melt down tracks that thrills and sleeves. Hit the studio, jars to throw, bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. That don't hold me back, yeah. I roll for crack. Y'all cats told Mac the rap. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all flame, streets y'all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your auntie could defeat my game. Gotta laugh, don't act like you spit it the same. Why you must can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know who can spit it with speed? Yeah. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. You know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak, sell, set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Know who I be. I be the truth. What I speak, sell, set you free. Ain't nothing changed with me. I'm still stuck in the kitchen. So what I'm signed? That's fine. Still stuck in position. You know me well. Couple court cases from jail. Couple 404 shells from hell. Stuck on this mission. Go home, my girl fussing him. Won't you change your life? I'm thinking. Won't I change my wife? Ignorant happen like the rap shit. It's just another hustle. Another way for to touch you. Now they know the face that beams. Now they see my face on screens. And I ain't even chased this dream. I feel sorry for those who did. Y'all can't stop the war. Whether rock or raw, I'm slinging coke and a rock below. You know what block I'm on, block and palm. You wanna get shot, karate chop your saddest song. Every time I step in the booth.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of The Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Brian Stavely, and, well, we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight, actually. It looks like the first trucks coming in from Mexico to basically just cross the border without having to stop, without any checkpoints or anything, has happened today. A lot of people have talked about this for a long time, kind of signifying the start of what some people would call a North American Union. They actually are going to have ports in Kansas City where they, you know, they're going to drive right in from Mexico and Canada, and it's going to be all like one big, you know, one big borderless country, the three countries put together. It really is. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of scary stuff. It really is. I didn't really know that was going to happen that quick. I just saw that in the news today. I wasn't expecting it. Something else I saw in Fallujah. I don't know if you guys heard about this. In Fallujah, there's a bunch of deformed babies coming now. Okay. And they're saying it's from the U.S. and it's from uranium, but You know what they're saying is it's not depleted uranium. It's enriched uranium. So what that basically signifies is that they have some sort of, some sort of new dirty weapon, some new dirty bomb that some technology with enriched uranium that you know, some secret weapon they're not talking about. And what this really does, guys, if they're going to get tried for war crimes for depleted uranium, it won't even stick, because this is totally different. And so when they've been testing our troops, this is unbelievable. Actually, I just read this like a few minutes ago. So when they're testing the troops, the tests don't come back positive. The tests come back negative because they're looking for depleted uranium. And really, they're using enriched uranium, and it's causing all types of birth defects. It's causing cancer, all types of stuff. So the whole population in Iraq, the whole gene pool down there, I mean, it's just getting totally decimated. It looks like another Agent Orange situation. It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. I don't really know enough about the weapon, so what makes it different between, an enriched uranium weapon and deplete. I mean, obviously, I guess that would mean it's more active, I would think, if it's enriched uranium, right? Yeah, I guess. So what they did, you know, to kind of prove their point, they took a bunch of parents. Okay, they took 25 parents of, you know, kids that have the deformities that, you know, whatever the hell they're using. They don't even know how it's being dispensed, really. I mean, they don't know if it's being dispensed through the air, if it's, you know, if it's in the ammo, if it's, I mean, they don't even know. But they, you know, they tested 52 different elements in these 25 levels of uranium in them. And, you know, I mean, the way these kids are being born, I mean, it's sad to even look at it. It really is. So this is another case of, you know, the war machine gone mad. I mean, is it not enough that we're going to be over there and just occupying your country and taking your land? I mean, we're going to ruin everything for future generations? This isn't going to go away overnight. You think this is going to go away when we leave there or something? No. This is never going away. This is going to be, you know, 30 years, 40 years, who knows? Pathetic. It really is. Using depleted uranium weapons, like with the ammo. Now we got these dirty uranium bombs. It's like, when's it gonna stop? You know what I mean? When's it gonna stop? I don't know, guys. It's frustrating. It's real frustrating. It's bad enough that you know, unjustly we're just going to roll up in everybody's country. That's like, you know, you want to talk about war crimes, okay? And we go after people for supposed war crimes, right? I mean, is that not like the top level war crime right there? I mean, serious. We're going to ruin their gene pool and for future generations for years and years to come. Yeah, we're going to be out of there. Oh, that they know. That's what. Yeah, they're great. They're happy to be getting out of there, right? Yeah, we're getting the hell out of there. But, you know, all your kids and grandkids are going to, you know, have three legs and two heads. But we don't care. Who's next? Libya? Oh, yeah, we'll bring some dirty bombs over there. They're going to get it good. Because those people deserve it, right? Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Somebody's got to step in and do something about this. I mean, it's just getting worse and worse and worse. It's like it's, I don't know, guys. It's evil. It's evil. It's like they're Satan. It really is. It's like the people running the show are like the devil. It's awful. Really, really is. That's probably, you know, one of the reasons they're out of there. They know everything's all messed up over there. They're all breathing in radiation. Yeah, we're getting out of there. We'll leave the mess to you guys, though, you know? We'll leave the mess to you guys. And now they're going to go into the rest of Africa. And we knew this a while ago. We knew they were going into Africa. I mean, what do they got for us? We're going to take the diamonds. Gonna drop some drills in the ground. They say we're going to fight this little liberation army. When's it gonna stop, man? I mean, seriously. We're not even done. We're not even done with what we're doing. We're going to fight this other army. We're ready to go to Iran. It's pretty crazy. Have you guys ever seen anything like this? I mean, I'm only 34, so I haven't been around that long.
I don't know, guys. It's like we're the biggest warmongers like of all time. It seems like it. All the stuff we used to read about, like Nazi Germany and stuff when we were in school, right? You know, God knows how much of that was, you know, whatever. I mean, who knows, right? But the stuff that we used to read, and it's like we're doing all the same things pretty much. I mean, aren't we? You know, except for supposedly putting people in ovens. I mean, we're just doing it different ways. We kill 1.5 million people by, you know, hitting them with a smart bomb by accident. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous, man. Absolutely ridiculous. It's frustrating, you know? It really is. I don't mean to talk about the wars every night, guys, but, I mean, that's what's going on. That's what I think about, I mean, probably more than anything, you know? We can't just ignore it because it's not in our face. It's not in our face because they want you to ignore it, you know what I mean? Whoever thought growing up, you know, I was going to be all this anti-war person and stuff. I had no clue, you know. I had no clue what it was all about. No clue. Now I know why people were so against the war and stuff, you know. Those are the people that have a clue. Why are we killing people for no reason? We're killing them for money and for, you know, killing them for resources and stuff. How many times do you think they're going to announce that they killed Gaddafi? You guys notice that they, how they spell his name wrong, like on purpose? What's up with that? They do that all the time, right? They do that with Bin Laden too, remember? They used to spell it with a U, or they'd spell it with an O, like they could never make up their mind. Pretty crazy. Really is. That's why, guys, I think, you know, that's why I think what we do here is so important, and you guys need to pass on the message for us, because if people, you know, finally become aware that so much of this is just, you know, it's absolutely, even if you can't get people to believe that you know, 9/11 is an inside job and you know, some of these other things, I think it might be a little easier maybe if you take the approach of just, you know, maybe getting them to realize that, you know, what about these other countries? What have they done? Why are we attacking them? I mean, we're attacking all these people unprovoked. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. And I mean, we all know that you know, them pulling off September 11th is what kicked us into high gear. That's why that's the big one. That's the big enchilada, you know. That's what I always start with. I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not saying don't start with that. I always start with that when I'm trying to wake people up. But some of the people that just aren't getting that, maybe we should just try the other approach with, you know, talk about Libya or Iraq. I mean, look how much of a lie Iraq was. I mean, I think everybody knows that, right? They'll still try to deny it, but I mean, everybody knows they didn't find weapons of mass destruction. I can think of one person that still denies it and says they did, but they just didn't talk about it on TV. It's like, buddy, you gotta be kidding me, right? That's absolutely absurd. That whole thing was a joke. And a sick joke. Look at all the people that died from it. All those Iraqis died for nothing. Saddam Hussein, you know, gets hung on TV for what? Who knows what he's even done to his people? I'm not saying he's a good guy, guys. Don't think I'm the guy that comes on here and says Gaddafi's a good guy and Hussein. But I do know recently Gaddafi was trying to do good things for his people. He absolutely was. I didn't hear the same things about Saddam. I don't know, you know? You hear that he killed all these Kurds before and all this and that. I mean, who knows? Who knows, you know? Was that all part of the propaganda plan? You know, trying to break them down before they take them out? Who knows? I don't know, you know? I'm not sure. We've gotten a lot of them lately, though, you know? Haven't we? I mean, seriously, we've taken out Gaddafi. Well, these are all, you know, if you listen to the real stories, oh, the official stories, I mean, we've taken out Gaddafi. We've taken out, you know, bin Laden. We've taken out Hussein. Okay. We're eventually going to take out, you know, Ahmadinejad, or however you say his name. What gives us the right to do that? Why is that not war? Huh? Why is that not war when we take out people's leaders? Why can we assassinate people? Just think about it, right? Just think about this. How's this for ironic, right? How's this for ironic? They make this big deal, right, about the Iran thing, okay? Think about this, just real quick. Without even talking about, like, the repercussions and everything and who was involved and it was an FBI and none of that. But they make a big deal about Iran, okay, was going to kill a Saudi ambassador on U.S. soil. And they said that's an act of war, right? So how is it when we go in Libya and we go there to kill their leader, it's a kinetic military action? How does that one work? Huh? It's not a war? When we go to Iran, is that not a war too? What are we doing? Are we chilling out at the beach, drinking margaritas? No, we're going to war, man. You go and take out somebody's leader, you're going to war. We're the biggest warmongers around. It's awful, man. I had some health stuff I wanted to talk about tonight. Where did I put that? You know, every night I would like to talk about, you know, that was my plan originally when I got on the air. I wanted to talk about some health issues every night because there's so much out there. I mean, it's not, you know, there's the big things that we all know about, you know, like the fluoride and stuff like that. But there's so much. I mean, there's so many different illnesses and diseases and sicknesses and natural cures. And I mean, you really could touch on something every night. So, I mean, tonight, there is something I do want to touch on about the fluoride, though, that is positive. You know, I've noticed it lately in the last couple of months. I'm sure you guys have. The amount of towns and cities that are getting the fluoride out of their water is growing. It seems that every couple of days I see a new article about it, about a new city or a new town that's getting the water fluoridation out of their drinking water. So it seems that people are really, really waking up to that. And I mean, that's a great thing, right? I mean, that's a hard thing to tell some people. Some people are like, "Guy, you're telling me my toothpaste is no good and it's poisonous? Come on, man." Yeah, I'm serious. It's the waste from coal plants. Here's another fact, right? So we've all talked about it on here, right? You know, we know what it can do. Dental fluorosis, bone disease, kidney problems, lower IQ, all that stuff, right? Did you guys know that the first atomic bomb, the active ingredient in it was fluoride? How's that, huh? That's crazy, right? The active ingredient in it was fluoride. That's unbelievable. I read that probably a few months ago, and I did do a little research on it. You know, I make sure before I talk about it and tell you something like that, you know, it is true. That was the most active ingredient in the first atomic bomb. I don't know, you know, exactly how that works. I'm not an atomic scientist. I can't break that down for you more than that. But, yeah, that's pretty crazy stuff. And that's what you put in your mouth. And you wonder why your teeth are falling out. You know, my dentist told me, right? And I'm 34 years old, okay? And I scrub my teeth like crazy in the last 5 years, all right? Let's take that to like the last 8 or 9 years because it's been a little bit now. I've been really trying to keep up with my teeth after going through that little phase when you don't go through the dentist when you're a teenager and a young adult for a while, you know. Once I started going, I mean, I realized how many cavities I had, and it was a project. My dentist set forth a project. I mean, it was, okay, we're going to do this one and this one, and when you come back, we're going to do this, and we'll get this clean, and we'll do that. I mean, it was, you know, we had a game plan. It took a long time. I mean, I had so much work done. I probably spent over 10, 15 grand on my mouth. You know what I mean? And I'm convinced it's from the fluoride, guys, because... You know, I know everybody says it, but I mean, I really scrubbed my teeth. And after this stuff started, I had all the cavities filled or whatever, right? And got my teeth to a real clean point. And I was paying extra attention to them, you know? And he would give me extra fluoridated mouthwash and toothpaste. You know what I mean? And my teeth were just getting worse and worse and worse. That's why. I'm hoping he didn't know, okay? You know... I did a little research on it, and I guess in 96, the ADA sent a memo out to all the dentists and told them, don't give this to anybody under 6 because it's very poisonous, okay? I'm sure they told them what the other effects were, so I'm sure the dentist knows. You know, maybe hopefully my dentist wasn't around then, and then he came on and didn't get the memo. I don't know. You know, I'd like to think that, but he's probably lying through his teeth, right? Now, I thought to myself, you know, I want to sue these bastards, right? I spent a ton of money on my teeth. I never sued anybody in my life, and everybody always sues people, right? I'm like, I'll sue these bastards, not my dentist. I like my dentist personally. I wanted to sue, like, the ADA or something, just to make some noise, you know, get people aware of it. So I called a couple of lawyers. They didn't want to touch it. And then I just kind of forgot about it. But the reason I'm saying that is somebody's doing that. I'm reading it right now. A lawsuit was recently filed against two companies, right, for offering water products and fluoride marketed towards children. The plaintiff is a 13-year-old girl that has dental fluorosis, which, you know, about half of the kids in this country have it, guys. When I got it, they told me that was calcium deposits on my teeth. That's not calcium deposits. That's fluoride poisoning, better known as dental fluorosis, okay? So they are suing for... it looks like over 100 grand. Good for them. I hope they get it. I hope a whole bunch of people get it. I don't even care about suing them. I just hope a bunch of people do so, you know, people know what's going on here. And you guys know that they're actually putting that in baby water still. In baby water. And they told you, do not give it to anybody under 6 because it can kill them. But then they have extra fluoridated baby water and they market it like it's good. I swear to God, guys. And for the people that haven't listened the last couple of days, you know, I got this from our fine producer on doing the backline tonight, Truth War. They put, you know, MSG in the baby food. In the baby food. And the amount that's in a jar of baby food is enough to make a mouse go blind when they test it on the mice. And that's in the baby food. Because it tastes good. And it makes them eat it. And it gives them brain damage. But who cares, right? It's just an innocent little baby. It's like, okay, so it makes it taste good, but it gives them brain damage. How about this? It gives them brain damage. Get the crap out of there and find something else that tastes good. Go back to the drawing board. What's the matter with you? You're going to poison babies? Truth War, is that like, you know, common in every brand pretty much? Or is there certain brands people can get to stay away from that crap?
Brands of toothpaste?
No, brands of baby food that don't have MSG in it. Do you know? Or is it pretty much in all of them?
Well, even if it says MSG free, it probably has one of the secret names for MSG.
So, oh, Jesus, what are the secret names? Can we get, you know, a couple of them?
Hydrolyzed yeast protein, vegetable protein. If it says spices, that can be MSG. Natural flavor. Quite a few.
Oh my God, natural flavor can be MSG too? Mm-hmm. Oh, I told people about spices, that spices can be a chemical. Any chemical they can just call spice. That's awful. That's absolutely awful. Yeah, guys, so, like I was saying, you know, it's good that people are waking up to it. All right. Even if they're not going to wake up to things like false flag terrorism and staged events and fake news, if they wake up to the health, I mean, that's a big corner to turn, isn't it? I mean, that's one of the more important things, is it not? I mean, that's right up there with understanding everything else. Maybe even more important, you know, the healthier family. If they can understand some real health issues, that's a big step. That's a big step in the right direction. If they can only take one step, I mean, maybe that's the step they want to take, right? I think it's great. People are waking up to that. I think some people are waking up to GMO food. It's good. It is a little too late, but, you know, I'm not a pessimist. We can turn this thing around, absolutely, you know? Absolutely. We talk about it all the time, guys. We got the numbers, okay? Even if we only wake half of the people up, we still got the numbers by far. Even if we only wake one out of four people up, we still got the numbers. So let's keep trying, you know? Don't get discouraged if a couple people aren't hearing you. Go to the next one, you know? Don't let it get you down. Maybe they'll eventually come around. Don't get frustrated. Don't insult them. Just let them, you know, whatever. You tried. Try for a couple days on them or whatever, and if it doesn't work, move on to the next, you know? You don't got the time to be just, you know, if they're not hearing it after a few days of you telling them, then, you know, whatever. Unless it's close family, then it's tough, you know? It really is. I still got some good friends that don't even have a clue about what's going on in the world. They don't even want to know. It's unbelievable. They could probably tell you who all the Kardashians are, though. And they're guys. Oh, that's terrible, right? That is awful. I'm being honest, right, when I say this? My TV broke like a month ago now, okay? Now, I have a pretty nice TV. It's a Samsung 50-inch. It's only 3 years old. Not even 3 years old. It's a little bit under 3 years old, okay? And the thing friggin' broke, all right? I think it's just a power supply or something. But it's just not the right time for me to be getting the TV fixed. And I haven't really even missed it at all, you know? I just come on here and get my news and stuff and, you know, read my articles, read some people's blogs and stuff like that and watch some videos. I don't need the TV at all, except I got the little one out here because I like to watch the Patriots game on Sunday. That's pretty much it. There's just so much going on now, you know? I do need to learn some more things, though. That's another thing, you know. People are saying, what can you do to be prepared, right? You know, like I always say, we want to offer some solutions on here. Well, here's a solution, right? Make a checklist about, you know, just a general checklist about some basic areas that, you know, you need to be more versed in. Like myself, right? Okay. I know I can do a bunch of stuff on the computer. I know I can, you know, there's a few things I can do, right? But I'm not good at growing my own food and stuff like that. So maybe this year, that's what I need to do. I need to learn how to grow food. As basic as that sounds, right? I mean, I need to learn how to grow food and maybe get a little garden going or something. Maybe, you know, there's something you don't know how to do, like, you know, and I think, you know, to become more well-versed in a bunch of stuff is, I think that's a good idea, to be prepared. Just to be prepared. I'm not saying the world's going to end or anything like that. I honestly don't believe in too much of the 2012, all of that crap. I mean, I do believe in the... I don't know, man. I think we're going to be fine. I really do. And I think the government or somebody's absolutely going to take advantage of all the hype around it. Like I've said before, what better time than to stage something, maybe a false flag alien type thing, you know, leading up into the end of 2012. But as far as, you know, hell on earth and you know, Planet X smashing into us or something, I just don't see it happening. I think we're going to be fine. I think we're going to be here. I think we're going to have internet in 2013. So I wouldn't worry about it too much. I wouldn't go living in a missile silo right now. Oh, it wouldn't be that bad to have one of those. It'd be pretty cool. You guys seen those things? Those things are like dug deep, deep into the earth. what was the other health thing I wanted to talk about? Was it about in Finland, right? Now, we've talked about the vaccines on here before, guys, right? We've talked about, you know, how, and I wasn't sure exactly which country right now. I wish I knew. But we talked about it before, and, you know, the countries with the most vaccines have the highest infant mortality rate. I mean, it's a fact. The USA is right up there as one of the worst of, you know, babies dying, and it's from the vaccines. It really is. And there's a country, I think, I don't know if it's Switzerland or Sweden, something around there, they don't give the vaccines at all to the kids. Truth, if you know which country it is, step in. There's one of them that doesn't give the vaccines to the kids at all, and they don't have any cases of autism. Any. I mean, this is the proof of your link right there, all right, guys? They don't have any cases of autism, all right? And now in, I believe it's Finland, okay? They're actually paying out lifetime medical costs for life, okay? Lifetime for children that have been permanently injured. I mean, they're out of their minds. They're out of their minds. The government over there is going to pay out all this money, and it doesn't exist. There's no link. You guys really got to look into this stuff, all right? If you guys have kids, okay, don't let them talk you into getting a vaccine for something that you grew up with and had and it went away. I mean, like, I'm not talking about swine flu, but I mean, you know, some of the other ones they give too. It's just like, you know, like, you know, like a measles vaccine and all types of stuff that you, it's just, they're so dangerous, guys. If you knew what was in them, okay, the adjuvants that are put in them, all right, the mercury and the thermosil. The stuff's deadly. It's deadly. To think that they would give that to you too, and not even think twice about it. I went in one of my friend's houses the other day, right? What's the name of that doctor that's on TV in the afternoon? He's just like a guy who wears scrubs on TV. He has like a talk show. I don't know. He's on at like 2, 3 in the afternoon or something. And he's on there like yelling at this really educated guy in the audience that's talking about the links and stuff, the link to autism and this and that. And he's like basically, he's calling him an idiot. And I thought he was, you know, yelling at him like telling him, he was calling him a no planer or something. I mean, really, it was like that. It was this absolute agenda driven, don't ever get anywhere near the truth. I'm the doctor, you're wrong. It was crazy, man. Absolutely crazy.
It's not Dr. Phil, is it?
No, it wasn't Dr. Phil. It was a young guy. He was probably in his 30s with dark hair. He would just wear scrubs on TV. It wasn't Dr. Phil. But he was on, you know, one of the major networks, so I know a lot of friggin' women probably sit around and listen to this guy and think he knows what he's talking about, and he's a friggin' moron. He's an absolute moron. And the guy in the audience told him, he's like, buddy, he's like, you're acting like, you know, when you tested these vaccines, and I forget exactly which vaccine they were talking about in particular, but, you know, when you tested the vaccine, you know, there's like 50 ingredients in it or something. He's like, you only tested 2 of the 50 ingredients. How are you going to say that it's safe? Oh, you know, it is safe, and how are you going to, you know, it was just absolute, it was absolutely bogus, and the guy was getting red in the face, yelling at the guy in the audience, and the guy in the audience was totally right. The doctor was just totally wrong. Totally wrong, man. Yeah, I mean, he'll just line your kids up, roll up your sleeve, take the shot. I bet you he doesn't have his kids take the shot, though, lying bastard. I bet you he doesn't, because he knows, but he gets paid to say what he's saying. Guys, if it's on the TV, you better question it. They're not going to let too much real truth on the TV at all. I mean, at all, if any. All right? Really? Friggin', is it Dr. Oz? Is that one of them? I think somebody said it was Dr. Oz. Is he a young guy? Maybe that's him. Yeah, don't listen to that guy. That guy's a buffoon, all right? And if he says something that doesn't sound right, okay, you can go research it. Just because he's a doctor doesn't mean that he's right. Remember that. Remember how going to school, now looking back, all the stuff you learned, how much of a lie it was? What do you think they get taught in medical school? You think they get taught everything's the truth? Or you think they get taught to give vaccines and prescription drugs? They get taught to give vaccines and prescription drugs. I'm not saying every doctor's an idiot, all right? Of course, there's a lot of smart ones. Yeah, you go to school for 8 years, so you do have to have some level of intelligence. But when you get the wrong things drilled in your head for 8 years, it's almost like the military training you. You know what I mean? You just can become totally brainwashed to it. So he might even think he's right. Who knows? He might even think he's right saying that. Because that's what he was taught in school. So maybe I shouldn't call him a liar. Maybe he's just totally misinformed. That's why you got to be informed for yourself. You can't even trust anybody. I mean, you got to look out for your own family. Definitely go to the doctor. I'm not saying don't go to the doctor. But when it comes to things that I'm telling you are serious health issues, you better get a second opinion, making that your opinion, okay? Look into it yourself. Don't just take the doctor's opinion. Hold his opinion high. It holds a lot of weight. It's a doctor. But look into it yourself. And if it doesn't look right, don't go with it. And when it comes to the vaccines, people, it's not going to look right any of the times, okay? Because it's always dangerous, never been proven safe. You don't want seizures, brain damage, autism for your kids. I mean, really. Really. Think about the risks. Think about the risks for what? To not get sick? And not only that, the things don't even work. If they work, they'd build up antibodies and you would never get that sickness again. They'd fight it. But why do you need to get these vaccines over and over again? Because they're a sham. They don't work. They want to give you something that makes you sick over and over again. And you keep coming back and getting it. All right? I got something I got to tell you. So, where I live, okay, there's a Walgreens or a CVS, like, you know, every mile or something. I mean, they're everywhere. They're all over the place in the city, okay? And they have signs now where I saw this at a couple of them. It wasn't at all of them. They give you 25% off your order, which could be like a food order because the stores are big, all right? I mean, they're not huge, but they're like half the size of a grocery store sometimes. One of the Walgreens is pretty big. They give you 25% off your order if you get a vaccine, which is like cheap too. It's like $25. So you could go get like, you know, $300 worth of stuff in there. You get, you know, $75 off, and then you get your vaccine. Isn't that pathetic? Trying to get everybody to go get vaccines. You know how many people probably did that? The Walgreens near my house, man. For you guys that know me personally, I mean, you guys know that place over there on Plain is busy as hell. $75 off, you know, if you're getting 25% off, people will spend a whole bunch of money there because they're already trying to get sales there and stuff. And then, what, 25% off and I get my vaccine? Great. I'm not going to get sick. They think they're so smart. They walk out of there. I'm not going to get sick. If you only knew, you idiot. Oh, my God. Don't do that. Please. Do things to prepare your body better for sickness, like more vitamin C and stuff like that, you know? You know, I'm just trying to learn now about the things that you can do to build up your immune system naturally. That's what you need to look into, guys, okay? And I'm not going to sit up here and pretend I know a boatload about it because I don't, you know? Like I told you, I'm just starting to look into it myself. But that's what you need to do. There's all types of vitamins and stuff you can take and different foods you can eat. And that'll be so much better for you than ever getting any damn vaccine with Thermosil and mercury in it. I mean, seriously, come on. Mercury. Same stuff that's in the light bulbs they're going to make us use. For those of you that haven't heard, all the regular light bulbs you're used to, all right, and you know the new ones that are like, you know, the swirly there, the ones that they say last 7 years, but they seem to burn out just as quick as the other ones, but they're 4 times as much or 10 times as much, those are going to be law now. Yeah, oh yeah, real soon. I think it might even be the start of the year coming up. So stock up on your cheapos because they're going to be gone. all off the shelves. Now listen to this. And the new ones, right? They got mercury in them. Okay? Now we know mercury is dangerous. Remember what they told you if you have a broken thermometer? Okay. So same thing, right? I mean, they're real similar, isn't it? It's like a glass tube, mercury. Well, obviously it's not as much, but they say if you drop it, you gotta evacuate the house and open all the windows and all this crap, right? Okay, well, what if you have a daycare? What a hassle that is, huh? Now, what if you have a daycare and it's the wintertime? Now, because somebody broke a light bulb, which might happen a lot because it's the daycare, maybe a lamp gets knocked over or something, I don't know, right? Now you gotta get all the kids dressed and bring them outside. Everybody's going to freeze because you got to pay $9 for a light bulb that broke, and now you're all going to get poisoned if you stay in the friggin' house. I'm not saying you're going to keel over and die, but obviously it's really bad for you. You've been told your whole life to stay away from it. They're trying to act like it's not a big deal now, so you know it's probably bad for you, right? And I don't know what it does. I mean, I would think maybe it just like starts to irritate your eyes or something, but I guess it could kill you. Right? I don't think the amount of the light bulb is going to kill you, but you got kids going around, right? What if you don't see them break it, huh? Now, I know you shouldn't have too many lamps on the floor and stuff, but what if you do? Not everybody's rich. Not everybody has the ideal situation, okay? What if the light in the ceiling broke? You can't pay for a friggin' electrician. You can't get up there yourself, and you're going to have a lamp to get light in the daycare for a couple days, and the lamp gets knocked over when you're making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and the light bulb breaks, and now it's got mercury in it. I mean, seriously, why are you being forced into doing that? They need to get out of our lives. Seriously. I'm not saying no government, but we need smaller government. Back up. The federal government needs to back up. They've just totally rolled over everything else, and they're just like totally trying to run our lives. They tell you what type of toilet you can use, what type of light bulb. Are you serious, man? It's like the food thing. We've been using those light bulbs all our lives. What's wrong with them, man? Yeah, they don't last that long, but they're like 69 cents. That's why we love them. You break a light bulb, 69 cents, great. I'll buy another light bulb. Now you break a light bulb, it's like $8. And they tell you that it lasts like 7 years. No, the hell it doesn't. Guys, every time I buy one of these things, they seem like they burn out just as fast, if not faster, than the other ones. I swear to God, they seem like that to me. I don't remember ever having one that lasted like over a year. Get out of here. Never. It's not happened. It's never happening. Unbelievable, guys. Unbelievable. You tell us what type of light bulb we can have. Did you guys all know that? I know most of the people here at the station did. But if you guys listening out there didn't hear, yeah, I swear to God. And I would think that that's probably going to go down in like 3 months at the top of the year, you know? Top of the morning to you. It's like butt out. You know what I mean? Really. I know you guys can all agree with that. Right? Even those people that like to say, well, I don't like to consider myself a conspiracy theorist, even though that means, you know, I don't like to consider myself somebody that knows the truth. I think most people will agree that the government does need to butt out a little bit. People that call themselves Democrats and Republicans alike, you know, those people, the ones that like to watch the puppet show. That's what we call it, right? The puppet show. Washington, D.C. is the puppet show, and all these people running around squawking about Democrat and Republican, right? They're all watching the puppet show. I know a few people like that. It's funny. It is funny to watch them get all worked up over it, but then the people that are supposedly at the top of this thing, they don't have any, like, allegiance to it. They just, you know, they do whatever. You got some dough, you want to buy them off? No problem. No problem. Right? When you guys see something come out of Wall Street, like insider trading, let's say, right? That's just like, that's kind of like when you see one of these dictators get taken out. That's like them flushing their puppet out and just making an example out of somebody, because insider trading goes on all the time. I mean, that's what goes on Wall Street. They're all crooks. They really are. That's what they do. It's like saying politicians are lying, okay? without saying they're all corrupt. You agree they all lie. They do. That's how they get elected. It's pretty crazy the way stuff works. Really is. They tell you there's a population problem. You know, they got so many people in the world, and you know, they really, really overhype that, guys. And that's not just about, you know, pushing through, you know, agendas that, you know, people think they might have to bring down the population. That's making you almost value human life less. So when they go and commit these atrocities overseas, okay, it's just like, oh, well, it's those people over there, and, you know, there's too many people in the world. So, yeah, whatever, you know. No, I don't think like that. You might not think like that, but we all know some people that think like that. I've heard some people that I thought was smart, that I thought I was waking up to things, and then after a couple of months, they told me, oh, we should just nuke the whole place over there in the Middle East. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? What do you mean? I thought you were, like, on board with this stuff. Yeah, well, you know, just nuke the whole place, get rid of all that trouble. I'm like, how could you say that, man? What if that was you and your family? Am I, like, soft now or something because I think like that? So, I mean, tell me if I am. I mean, should we just be killing people, nuking people because they're over there? What? What the hell's the matter with you? What if they nuked us because we're over here? Oh, we're over here. You're over there. It's like the Democrat-Republican thing. It's like Bloods and Crips. It's like claiming a gang. What set you claim, fool? That's what it sounds like. But we're over here, so we're better. What? What if it's better over there? Huh? They don't got a shovel, right? Food sucks, though. I wouldn't want to eat that crap. It's probably better for you than our food, though. So actually, our food sucks, right? Look how fat we are. We're the fattest people on earth and so out of shape. Oh, my God. We are. We love to just watch TV and eat McDonald's. I mean, I don't eat McDonald's, but a lot of people eat McDonald's. You guys know what they do to that stuff, man? Woo! Woo-hoo! Silicone in the chicken nuggets? Nasty. Real nasty. I didn't know that when I used to eat them before. I don't eat McDonald's. Right? When I was a teenager, I worked there for like 2 years. So that got me so sick of the food where I probably ate there less than 10 times in my whole life since then. But I would have never even ate there those 10 times after if I knew that they put silicone in the chicken nuggets. And they do. Look it up. Silicone. So if you like to stop in there every once in a while, you know, when you're drunk or something late night, you grab some nuggets, think about it again. You'd probably be better off going to 7-Eleven and getting that friggin' burrito. As nasty as that is, I wouldn't eat that either. But I'm just saying. What do you guys think about the Viper Teams? Huh? Well, you guys probably heard about this like a year ago or so. Viper Teams, you know, TSA, is going to be rolling up on the street, you know, not just at the airport. They started to do it in Tennessee now. They've set up illegal checkpoints all over the interstate. They, you know, all over the airport. They're going to be at bus stations, train stations. And they're going to be at every NFL game. Okay? What does the Transportation and Security Administration have to do with NFL football games? So be ready. When you go to the football stadium, you are going to get your Johnson grabbed. How about that? Your daughter is going to go to third base with the TSA guy in line. How about that, huh? Imagine that. That's spectacular. That's fascinating. Isn't it fascinating? That's fascinating. When are we going to abolish these people? We should make a list, right? I just feel like making lists today. I'm in a list mood. Who we need to abolish, all right? Number one on the list, okay? Maybe we can bring some heat to these people, all right? Make some people aware that these people really need to go. I say number one on the list of alphabet agencies that need to be abolished is the FDA. Number one. Number two, I mean, do we say TSA, FEMA, ATF? I'd say FEMA. And then I'd say number three would have to be, I think these guys got to go, man. I mean, as much as I hate some of the other, I mean, TSA has got to go. Let the airports hire their own private security. Why do they need federal security? Huh? Why can't they have their own private security? And then they can, you know, search who they want to search. Regular passengers and stuff, they don't even have to search them. You know what I mean? Why has it got to be federalized security? That's bullcrap. So I say FDA, FEMA, and then TSA. Truth War, you still back there? No, I don't think he's there.
Yes, I am. Just trying to dig up Skype.
Oh, okay. What do you think? I say out of the alphabet agencies that need to go the most, FDA, FEMA, and the TSA. What do you think?
Well, for me, it would be the CIA. And I think if you took out the CIA, the rest of them would be exposed. They wouldn't have any backup.
That's good. I can't believe I didn't think of the CIA. That's a good one. That is good. And, guys, the FDA I hate because of the whole health thing, guys. I mean, they are out there under the guise of this agency that's looking out for your health. They're going to let you know when something's bad for you. And they're doing the exact opposite. They really are. I mean, the exact opposite, okay? If you try to pass natural vitamin in this country, okay, do you know the type of hoops that they make you jump through? It's unbelievable. And then if you want to make a synthetic vitamin, which is a fake vitamin, like a chemical, a copy, though, right on the shelf, no problem. I swear to God, it's like that. It really is. Now, why would they do that? Well, it's really not that hard to figure this out. It's not, you know.
Lagging in and out there pretty good there, Brian.
Oh, no way, am I?
Just, it happened like once earlier in the hour, and now it just happened twice in a row. It only lasts for about 12 seconds or so. And you're back.
Hey, guys, we're having some connection issues. No, I forget where I was. Unbelievable. Yeah, so if you want to pass a regular vitamin, they make you jump through hoops. Synthetic vitamin poison, no problem. They put you right out. And that's because they want you to be sick. It sounds crazy, right? It does. And I'm not saying that to scare you. I'm saying that so you can be aware and look out for yourself. Don't look for the FDA stamp of approval, please. I mean, guys.
Vote again. Back again.
Yeah, so basically what's going on, guys, is when, you know, they want to give you, you know, stuff that's bad, because then Big Pharma comes through, and what do? Well, they give you prescriptions. And what do the prescriptions do? Well, the prescriptions make them tons of money. What else do the prescriptions do? The prescriptions are another disguise that have side effects that make you sick. And then they put you in the friggin' treatment centers. And then you need more prescriptions. Right? Yeah. They really do that. It's a money-making circle. Think about it. I'm not crazy. I know what I'm talking about. Check it out. I'm telling you. It's called the real world. Shut the TV off, right? And like, just check it out. It's crazy. It's a crazy thing out there. It's called the real world. Alright? That's what they do. Alright? They're not gonna look out for your health. The FDA. That's why they need to go, because they're dangerous. alright? They're dangerous in my eyes. They're very dangerous because people trust them. They trust them. They think if they tell you something's good, that it's good for you. They're lying to you. Makes me so mad. Nobody even cares about poisoning people. Like, seriously. Poisoning people. I'm not saying, you know, they're giving you something that's going to make you die overnight, but they're still poisoning you. Okay? They are. That's awful. It's awful. What about the milk? How about the milk with the growth hormone that makes the girls go into puberty when they're like 9 years old? Okay? Well, they do that because it makes them more money because they give it to the cows and they produce more milk or whatever. But, you know, who cares about the girls going into puberty when they're 9 years old? Yeah, this is not a big deal. I mean, who cares? It's just the humans, right? It's just the human factor. Well, we got to sell more food, you know? Whatever we got to do to sell more food. All right, guys, you know, we're up against the clock. That's going to be all for tonight. And, I'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow night, same time, guys. Tomorrow night, 10 o'clock with the wake-up call with me, Brian Stavely. That's all. Thank you. I hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, because you know I'm known to melt a wire, too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blaze. I melt.